All right. Praise God. Well, I have a message for you tonight that I want to share with you. The title of the message is New Year, New You. So if you like to write things down, and I hope you do, write that down. Say New Year, New You. New Year, New You. Well, 2017 was an incredible year. It was some difficult year, I believe, in a lot of ways. There was a lot of things God was growing in us and causing us to come out of some things. But I believe that 2018 is a special year. And as I was praying about this and thinking about this message, the Lord reminded me of something, and I want to give you some stuff. Now, how many like math? You're a math whiz. You like math? Wave at me if you like math. Okay, there's a few math people, the smart people in the room. You like math. I'm glad you like math. I was always a math whiz, and I loved math and numbers. How many of you really can remember numbers easy? So it's like a phone number from 10 years ago or whatever, or just random numbers you remember. I'm that way. Just numbers. Like, I know I have all of my bank account numbers memorized. All the routing numbers memorized. I have me and my wife's Social Security numbers memorized. I can remember phone numbers from when I was a kid. I remember Pizza Hut in a town that I lived in from years ago when I was like 10 or 11. This is a long time ago. I just remember numbers. Numbers just stick out to me. I don't know why, but they always do. And so, like, in certain situations, I remember when I took the ACT. Years ago before college, I remember the math part. I would just look at the problem and I was like, oh, wait, I think the answer is that one. Because they give you the four responses or five responses or whatever answer. I was like, I think it's that one. Because I just looked at it and I thought, oh, wait, okay, it's got to be N's in then that one. It's okay, it's that. And I don't know, it just stuck out to me. And so I did pretty well in the math part. The English part was not very good, but I did pretty good in the math part. But so numbers stick out to me. So as I was thinking about this year, 2018. We were 2017 or 2018. So the number 8 is an important number in the Bible. It's a very important number in the Bible. And some people, they say, well, 7 is God's perfect number because there's 7 gates and 7 things and everything's 7 in heaven. It's everything's 7, 7, everything's 7. There's lots of 7. God's an important number. But 8 is an important number too. And there's a lot of things about the number 8 in the Bible. And so I'm going to give you a couple things just so you can understand. So we're in year 2018. The number 8 has much significance, big significance. The number 8 means new beginnings. That's the number. It means new beginnings. So if you like to remember something important, you can remember that. My wife's always told me that. It's new beginnings. 8 is number new beginnings. And so as I was thinking about 2018, her voice was in my head, new beginnings. And so I wrote this down. I was looking. Did you know that in the Bible that man was the 8th step in creation? So God said, let this happen. And the 8th let this happen was when man was created. So some other people say it's the number of man. It was the 8th step in creation. It was God's plan all along to redeem you and me. I don't know if you know that or not, but when he created you from the foundation of the Word, he knew you. The Bible says before you were created, before you were born, before you were a twinkle in your mother's eye, before you were even thought about, just even a wink in your father's eye, before that happened, you were thought of. God knew you. He planned your life. He knew you. He prayed. And so he knew this whole world before the thing began. He had a plan. And so on his 8th, as he was creating things, it was the 8th step in creation. He said, let there be man and be like us. It was the 8th step. So that's 1-8. Noah had his wife, 3 sons, and they had 3 wives, 8 people. When they came off the ark, there's only 8 people on the world, on the whole planet. It was a new beginning. You get what I'm saying? God started things again with Noah and his family. It was a new beginning. 8 people. 8. It's a good number. Back in Jewish history and customs, it was customary for a newborn baby boy to be circumcised, and that circumcision took place on the 8th day of their birth. So when they were 8 days old, they were circumcised, and that circumcision was unique in the fact that it meant that there was a covenant with God. It was a unique covenant that man had with God, and that's what that meant. And it still, we still have a covenant with God, and it's because of that. And it was always set on the 8th day of their birth. Jesus was, this is probably the most important 8th day that happened. Jesus was. Jesus was resurrected 8 days after his triumphal entry. So he landed in Jerusalem on Sunday, That's the first day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday night he was crucified. Saturday, Sunday he rose again. It's the eighth day. It's new beginnings. God is all about new beginnings in your life. And even the name Jesus in Greek, the name Jesus in Greek, every Greek number, I mean, every Greek letter also is a number, represented a number as well. There was a number that was associated with every letter. The numbers, the letters of Jesus' name all added up to 888. That's Jesus' name was 888. And actually, the Revelations, the book of Revelations in the Bible, if you look at the Greek language of the each Greek word in the Revelations, there was 888 words, Greek words, in the Revelations. Now, if you read your other translation, it may not be 800. So 8 was a big number, important. Abraham was given 7 promises from God, and then he was given the 8th promise when he chose to give his son as a sacrifice, Isaac. And when God saved his and spared his life, he gave him another promise. 8 promises. It was redemption. It was new beginnings. It's the start of something. It's, you see how 8 is a representation of something new happening, a new start, a fresh idea. God planned the thing from the beginning of the world. He said, on the 8th day I create man. And he had a plan from that day forward, knowing that man was going to sin, that you and I were going to fail God, knowing that that was going to happen. He planned from the beginning to send his son to die and to give his life up. And so on that day, he gave his life, and he was the ultimate resurrection for us, the ultimate life given for us. And it has to do with this 8, this number 8. It's God's significant number, a number of new beginnings. So if you would, if you turn your Bible with me, we're going to read a little passage of Scripture. And you got to bear with me a little bit, because I know this is a little bit deeper than I normally preach, but I want you to hear this because I feel like it's important, because I want to challenge you with this. I want to say this to you. This year, 2018, is a year of new life for you. This is a new year, and it's a new you. And I believe God wants to speak to us about 3 areas that God's bringing us into new life and a new me. So I say, God, I want a new me. In 2018, that was really weak, and so let's try it again. Say, God, I want a new me in 2018. So 3 areas I believe God is wanting to give us: a new heart, a new mind, and a new vision. So let's look at Ezekiel chapter 36. If you have your Bibles, you can tap on, or if you can tap on your Bible, Ezekiel chapter 36, and we're going to start in verse 23, and we're going to read a few verses here. Ezekiel 36:23, and I will show how holy my great name is, the name on which you brought shame among the nations. He's talking to Israel right here, God's people, and we are his people as well. And when I reveal my holiness through you before their eyes, their very eyes, says the sovereign Lord, then the nations will know that I am the Lord. He's going to reveal himself through his people to show his great love, his greatness in the world. And he says, for I will gather you up from the nations and bring you home again into your land. Some of you feel like that you've been lost, that you've been pulled away, that you're far from God. God is saying in this scripture today to you that he is pulling you home, restoring you, rejuvenating you, causing new life, a new beginning for you right here, right now, tonight. Verse 25, then I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. Your filth will be washed away and no longer worship idols. And I will give you a new heart. Somebody say, a new heart. And I will give you a new spirit in you, and I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. So if you're a circler or an underliner or stars, or maybe you make little ponies or something, write and circle and underline that. He's taking out your stony, stubborn heart and giving you a tender, responsive heart. I believe that this year God is giving us a new heart for him, and it's a tender, responsive heart. See, I believe in a lot of ways we've been a people who have been hard and stubborn towards God. Maybe it's just because we've come to church so long and we've heard enough sermons, we feel like we know enough and we don't need any more of this God stuff because it's just a little bit too much, and I'm okay, I'm doing good. But I'm here to tell you that 2018 for you is a new beginning. It's a new start. It's a new life, and it's going to start with a new heart. And God's going to soften and tenderize your heart. You know, have you ever tenderized some meat so it tastes better? God's going to be tenderizing us, and sometimes it's a little bit painful and it goes through a process, but I'm here to tell you that God is going to be tenderizing our souls and our hearts so that we can be responsive to him so that we can respond quickly and tender to him. And he says in verse 27, I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations. His spirit will come in us. His heart, our hearts will be changed. So let's pray this before we move to the next thing. Say, God, I want my heart to be tender before you and responsive to you this year. God, I thank you that you're speaking your word to me as a new beginning. This is 2018. Special year, God, that you are restoring and renewing a covenant with me. So, God, I say, let my heart be tender and responsive to you. Amen. And the next thing, God, I believe, is he wants to restore a new mind. So if you turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, and I want to read a little bit of this, Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to hurry here. Philippians chapter 4. And let's look at, I think it's verse 8. Yes. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts. Somebody say your thoughts. Your mind. Your thoughts, your mind. Right here, God says, fix your mind on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable. Think about these things that are excellent. Let me see. Let me go to another translation because I don't like that one. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, everything is excellent and praiseworthy. Think on these things. Did you see the eight? There's eight. There's eight things right there. You want your mind renewed? There's eight steps right there that you can renew your mind right there. Have a renewed mind, and that is thinking on the positive things of the Lord, thinking on what God says. One more time. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, lovely, admirable, if it's excellent and praiseworthy, think about these things. Listen, God is wanting for us to have a restored, renewed mind, and that he gave us another eight in his word, saying that it is a new day, a new covenant, a new start. He even created 7 days, and the first day, the next 7 days plus one, the next day, that is a new start. It's a new week. It's a new start. God's saying to you, there's a new start for you in your mind. You must begin to obey his word, and we begin to think God's thoughts. And when we think his thoughts, we will become more like him. It's time for us to put away our thoughts and the way that we have planned things and thought things and the way and our attitudes towards ourselves. Listen, some of you are so negative on yourself. You always are down about this and about that, and you're always talking about things in a negative way. And a lot of times you use your mouth in ways that are not positive towards God, and maybe you don't even think of yourself in a positive way. And I'm telling you, I've talked with a lot of students over the years, and this is a tragedy against, now I know this is not, totally against God's will and word, because right there in Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, he says, think on these things. So I'm just going to challenge you with this. If you want to have 2018 to be a year of new life, of new creation, of new beginnings, it's time to have a new mind. Somebody said, I want God's mind. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are giving me the mind of Christ. God, the things that are excellent and praiseworthy and the things that are holy and just and pure and lovely and admirable. God, those that are things that are noble. God, I want to think on these things this year. And I say that. Say, God, I want to think your word. I want to think your thoughts this year. Don't let me think the thoughts of the enemy or the thoughts of my own ways or will, God, but I want to think your thoughts this year. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I've got one more and I'm about out of time. The last thing is a new vision. I'm going to read this passage of scripture, and you can take this down, but you don't have to go to it. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 21. And I love this. It says, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved the things that I've already reached perfection. This is what Paul's saying. He said, I hadn't got there yet. But I press on to possess the perfection for which God has first possessed me. He says, I'm continuing to move on. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race to receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling me to. See, listen, Paul said, look, I'm not going to look back on what happened. I'm not going to stay in the past. I'm not going to be stuck in my sin. I'm not going to be stuck in what took place last year. But this year, I'm going to look forward and look ahead to the prize, to the finish, to the race. Because if you put your vision ahead, listen, a runner cannot run looking at their feet. If they run looking at their feet, they will eventually fall and fail because they cannot see where they are going. But if a runner will look ahead and look to the next waypoint, to the next place, to the next position, then it's easier to make that travel quicker because they have their eyes set on what's ahead. Listen, I want to tell you this. If you want a new beginning, a new life, a new future, a new year to take place in your life, it's time to begin to look a little bit further ahead. Stop being focused on so much about what's happening in your circumstances and situation, but say, God, I know that you are taking me here. And God, if you know that God is taking you somewhere, you can count on Him that He'll take you there, that you will make it there, that you will make it there. He told the disciples, we're going to go to the other side. They were in the boat, and they went in the boat, and the waves came. There was about to crash, and waves, they're going to sink the boat, and they were like, we're going to die. But did you not hear Jesus say, we're going to the other side? See, listen, I'm here to tell you that God is saying to you, some of you, all of you in this room, everyone, from front to back, God is saying to you, listen, He is taking you somewhere. He has a vision and a plan and a purpose for your life. And it's not just to be stuck in your normal routine, but it's for a reason, for a purpose. And so if you know God is calling you to the other side, just like the disciples to the other side of the lake, it's going to happen. Doesn't matter what happens in the middle. It doesn't matter what happens in the storms. You know, things are going to happen. Things are going to come against you. But just know that you're going to make it to the other side. He says, Paul says, I keep my eyes focused. I press on and I keep looking. I look what lies ahead and I don't look behind. Listen, I want to challenge you with this. I don't know what took place in your life in 2017, but it's time to quit looking back. Don't look back. Jesus, you know, the Lord also talks about sin. And when you ask God to forgive you, the Bible says that He chooses to forget. This is God who is in the beginning, He's in the middle, and He's in the future. He knows everything. How is it that He can forget something? That's because He chooses to forget something. He pushes those thoughts away. He says, I don't remember your sin any longer. So listen, if God doesn't remember your sin, why do you remember your sin? Why are you still holding on to that? God is desiring for us to move forward. Our vision is to look ahead. Press on further away. God wants to give you a new heart, a new mind, and a new vision. I want to pray for you guys. If you would stand, we're going to pray. God, finally, we thank you, Lord, for this word that says that you desire for us to see beyond ourselves and into your plan, into your future. God, we pray tonight, God, that we would no longer look behind, Lord, to the things that are slowing us down, the things that are stopping us. God, but we press and move forward into your will. You said we're going to the other side, so we trust you. Listen, if you're in this room, bow your heads, close your eyes. You're here and you need to pray. Say, God, I'm sorry. I've been looking back. I've been stuck in my sin. And I just need God's forgiveness. I need a heart change. And you're in this room and you need God to forgive you of your sins. Wherever you are, just lift your hand right there. We're going to pray real quick. I'm going to pray with you. So all over, if you would pray with me this prayer, say, God, out loud, say, God, thank you for Jesus who gave His life so that I can be free from my sin. So today, I ask you to be Lord of my life. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me clean. Restore me. Give me a new beginning. In Jesus' name. And others in here, you need restoration in your mind. And I want to pray for you. If that's you, just lift your hand. You say, God, I need my mind restored. I want to pray for you. Wherever you are, just lift your hand up right there. Nobody's looking around for a minute. All right, thank you. Father, we just thank you that you're restoring minds. And Lord, that you're giving us a plan and a future for your goodness, for your grace, for your purpose, for your glory. And so, God, I speak to these students in this room, God, and even those that may be listening. God, I declare this year to be a year of new beginnings. God, that old things are passed away and all things have become new. God, in this 2018, God, in this year of eight, God, that you are doing something new. God, that you are restoring some things and that you are bringing our minds and our hearts and our vision into alignment with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.